Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Caitlin.
This is Dave.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Yanni.
This is Will.
And we are iPodcast Magic Missile.
Grace, who do you know better?
Unfortunately, I still don't think anybody knows me better or worse.
Oh, you were kind of alone last session.
I was kind of alone, but all by myself last session, yes. All
by you know yourself myself. Better.
That's
yeah.
What you should.
No, you can't do it.
And you can interfere with your own roles.
Hopefully at some point that will change.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Okay. Then, Mr. Silver.
Yes.
I checked. I think Lively knows me better
with Mr.
than he
Silver.
Did before.
So, are you saying that Mr. Silver knows you better?
Yes, he does. He knows much about my motivations as well as where I'm going to be these next few days.
And what you are.
And what I am. Yes, you do know what I am. Which is why you gave me scotch.
Seeing as the only person of import I talked to was man. Probably he should be the one to mark XP.
Oh my.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it was such a small
century. HXP.
Well, there was, you know, surgery involved or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, can I get just a quick refresher on HX because it's not on my little
cheat
sheet?
Did you hit 4?
I was at +3 with silver. Mm-hmm. And then.
Now you get a 4, so it goes back down to +1, and silver tells you a secret.
Right.
And you mark an XP.
And you mark XP.
Oh, okay. That's
all of the
that's
above.
The last thing. I mark XP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But we'll get back to that once you're done this.
No, I'm done this.
Mm-hmm.
It's on to man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I know...
No, who knows you better?
I think you know me better.
That's true.
I thought I already knew you.
You were wrong.
That was a good call.
So... I owe you a secret.
You do owe me a secret.
And I have one.
Ooh. Tell me.
I have a heart condition. And I'm medicated for it.
Mm.
It's a genetic problem. Inherited.
Two hearts.
Two hearts.
They fight each other.
Yes.
So... Who has the most history with Grace?
Man, still.
Okay.
Let's see. I think I'd love to see you sharp.
Let's see, you were sharp and cool last time.
Yeah.
Hot.
These are useful skills for escape.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Mr. Silver.
Grace.
Have we seen your maelstrom?
No.
Weird.
Not for lack of trying.
Ah.
Open your goddamn brain. Keep marking that so you do.
And I think you're also going to be hot this time.
Oh,
you're weird and hot. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy times.
Who knows Lively the best?
I think Man knows me the best.
I think today... If you're going to be going off on exciting adventures, you've got to be weird.
Ooh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Well, man isn't saying this.
Oh.
You.
Oh, Will is saying this.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Will.
You're welcome. Lively. Will is interacting with Lively here.
Yes.
We've entered.
We've entered the,
You were weird and sharp last time.
I was, yes. And now I'm weird and...
Hard.
I
was about to say hard.
Yeah.
No.
Could be. Not good at being hard, but that makes it
awesome.
There's
not necessarily anything wrong with that, though.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I kind of like that Lively squishy.
Weird and soft.
Weird and soft.
I think I want you to be hard, actually.
Yeah.
I want to see how that...
how that works out.
That
well,
works.
This is going to go so badly. Oh,
you've got the scalpel, right?
I don't have the scalpel.
You,
I have the glove.
Oh.
I have the glove and the drugs. I don't have the scalpel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't have this. I have an ornate dagger.
Oh.
No.
Well, that is dagger. That's got
does
lively written all over
two
it.
Two naked chicks on the hill.
It may literally have lively written all over it.
Maybe that's where he got his name.
Maybe.
Susan, who knows you best?
It's still a tie between Silver and Man. And last time I think I had Duncan decide. And this time, Man is going to be having me over for dinner. So I think I'll let Will choose.
I think that I'd like to see you be cool.
I'm okay with this.
Well, last time you were Pop-Tarts, so... That's too short.
Hot and cool.
So cool, it's hot. Uh-huh.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Alright, Silver and Grace both know me equally, but I've been having you choose
every
session.
Time.
You get to choose this time.
Alright.
Man
Let's
can do
see.
A little bit of everything. He's not bad at anything.
One
except that he's hilariously bad at seduction. Hey, want to have intercourse?
I don't want to be on you. How about... Well, since you put it out there, how about hot?
Yeah, okay.
I want to see some XP marked this session.
Seems good. I've got some... I'm sorry, Yanni.
So you're going to be hot and cool.
Hot and cool. I can do that.
If you want, we can open... Let's open on you.
Okay. Let's do it.
Seems good to me.
So, she has been singing as she works. So, it's probably stuff like Close Every Door from Joseph and the Amazing Color Technicolor Dream Show. Your jail music.
See that. And I think it's morning.
Is there a window?
Yeah, please.
There's one window through which you can see, like, it's very high, and it's
secret spies.
Like that glass thick.
Yes. So I'm only seeing, like, just a little bit of light filtering through.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see any detail.
Mm-hmm. It's very framed, pretty one shaft of light kind of thing you got going on. Okay. So there is a knock at your door.
Come in.
Okay. Opens, and Damson is here, and he...
The sigh of relief that it's not Lamprey.
And he has food again. What do you do with this? Now, when you see him, do you hide the spoon?
Okay, I think
you...
as soon as he knocks, I'm shoving the spoon under the mattress.
Okay, excellent. Lamprey wants you.
Okay. Is there anything I should know going in?
Don't make any sudden movements. Don't make fun of his penis. Don't make fun of his hair. Don't make fun of his teeth.
I wouldn't dream of making fun of him. That seems like it'd be bad.
It would be.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you know what he... I'm reading him. It's all right. Do you know what he wants? That is a 9.
Okay.
I'm holding.
He wants to take a look at what he's got.
Okay.
All right.
I think I can do that.
So he has a bit of... he has a little knob. And it actually, he gets the nylon, the thing that's hooking your foot up, instead of undoing the loop around the other side, part of the frame actually comes off to do that. So it's the part...
frame of the
bed that it's chained to.
But he has a tool to do it, so I couldn't do it myself. I couldn't unscrew the thing myself.
Well, you've been cutting through the parachute cord.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's a way to unhook myself...
from it?
Yeah.
You would need something that approximated that
okay,
tool.
That's what, that's what I figured.
Yeah. Or to trick someone into doing it for you, or, you know, something like that. But it's not a matter of... The point is that he doesn't have a key or anything. He hasn't said something that goes into the bed that makes it do that. So he gets you off, and he gets you off of the bed, and he actually is holding a small gun. And when he has it trained on you, So,
First of all, what does he wish I would do? So, there's really, I'm not going to do anything. I promise you. I will.
It's just a bit of insurance, sweetie.
Okay. What does he wish I would do?
He just wants you to come quickly and as quickly with him as possible.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Excellent. So, all right. And some ground rules. You know, you asked what not to do. Don't make any sudden movements.
I won't.
Okay. And he pulls you through the door, and he, the door opens to a hallway, short hallway with another door. Each one is bolted. Okay, so he locks the one behind you, and then he unlocks the second one. Okay. And he brings you into a room, a very, very long, almost like a ballroom type area. You noticed, there are three doors on the side that you come out of. So there's the one that you came, that was the passage to back to your room. So there are these three kind of unseemly, heavy doors on that side of the room. Everything else in the room is beautiful and elegant. It's full of statues, fancy furniture, paintings, and it's like a gallery of some sort. And Lamprey is sitting on one of those museum-style art gallery benches in the middle of the room, and he's watching you come out.
And I am attempting to not be terrified.
Okay. I actually want you to
act under fire.
And the fire is that you are visibly shaking.
Yep.
That probably will make him mad.
I bet it will. I'm visibly shaking. That is a 5.
Alright. Put that aside for a moment. I want you to walk forward. And there is almost like a little place where he wants you to stand. You can tell where it is. Because he's put so that the light is shining there.
I walk as gracefully as I can over to where the light is. I don't say anything. I don't make any sudden movements if I can help it. I'm shaking. I walk over and stand on the light and I try to make eye contact and smile.
Is something wrong?
No, sir. Nothing is wrong.
Do you like my gallery?
It's beautiful. You have excellent taste.
I think so myself. I like to collect beautiful things, as you can see.
I can see.
It's, this here, this statue, Omi Wise commissioned it for me. One of the best, well, you wouldn't know her name, but one of the best artists in New Sodom carved this for me. It's of a woman having sex with a scorpion.
Fascinating work.
You're shaking.
I'm sorry, perhaps I'm a little bit cold. Can I read him?
Yes, absolutely. You should.
Please roll high. Oh, okay, that's a 13. And I advance.
All right.
And here's what happens. You see, this is the thing we don't know about Grace, but I think Grace, when she's at her most vulnerable, is breathtaking. So I'm have plus
right.
3 hot. I'm sorry. I'm still wearing like just a very simple
yes.
thin strip.
It is. It is completely transparent. It is. If it was anyone else, you'd be uncomfortable with it visually. You, it's just because it's cold.
I think that's. I'm sorry. I'm so small. I get cold easily.
I'm sure that's a problem. Damson, please go fetch our lady friend a blanket.
Thank you so much.
And Damson just whoosh, out of there.
What do you intend to do?
He intends to make you shape up as soon as possible because he does not like. He's being courteous at the moment. He's accommodating you. But you get the sense that that is a very, very, very thin veneer and that you've pissed him off in some way.
How can I get him to forgive me?
By being perfectly subservient, and while it was wrong to seem shaky and uncollected, you are doing very well by talking about how small and vulnerable you are.
I'll save my third.
Okay, excellent. How were your accommodations?
They are more than adequate. Thank you for your hospitality, sir.
You're welcome. The blanket comes back, damps and hands it to you. The warmth with which he does that is gone from when he was alone with you.
Understandable.
And so he wraps around you. You're still shaking. And he knows that you're not cold. What's wrong? Are you sick?
No, permission to speak freely, sir.
Permission granted.
I've spent 2 years now at the Silver Gold Mine. I'm perhaps a little out of my element. It's my own personal weakness. It's my own... I don't... You can imagine a woman like me in a strange place, how, even if she were among friends, she might be a little nervous.
Well, feeling nervous is one thing, but acting so unseemly is another thing entirely.
I will try my best, sir. And I make as much of an effort as I can to sort of just still my heart. You know what? I think I'm sort of sub-vocalizing. I'm humming something to myself, something... In fact, you know what? I'm going to open my brain.
All right.
And I hum... Oh, what's a good one?
Well, you...
Something comforting.
Something comforting? Okay.
Yeah, but just you know, sub-vocalizing it. And I open my eyes and I attempt to step out of the spotlight mentally.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe if I can separate myself from my terrified body, I can get a hold of myself a little bit.
Well, you... Do you get good detail on your visions?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you have the whole stage set, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can suddenly feel the puppet strings on you and all of your hands and your feet. Damson, equally so, visible, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go into the hands, of course, of...
Of course.
Lamprey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are all sorts of precarious... The lights above you, the stage lights above you, are extremely precarious. And...
Like they look like they'll fall out of the rigging?
Like something... If something chaotic happens, they will just fall down and crush you.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Do I see any opening or weakness or anything of that nature?
The other side of the gallery has a backstage door.
What does he look like?
He is a... like a classical master of ceremonies. So, very, very... You know, rouge. Have you ever seen Cabaret?
I've seen enough of it. I've seen pictures from.
Yeah.
That guy?
Think that guy. In terms of dress and... and you thought that spotlight was on you, but it's on him.
Of course.
Everything is on him. It follows him. You have noticed, however, that stage door in the back.
And this will pass him, basically?
Yes. And back in the real world, that door is a... It just looks like another door in here, but you can... What you're seeing from the open, like, stage door that you can slip past, where the curtain ends, is that it's basically... That's a way you could get out, theoretically. It's not locked.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're gathering. Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Please.
Have you ever been in a situation like this before?
I don't think I have. I think my father would have killed anyone who... tried to put hands on me, and well, Mr. Silver always had very good security, so when any of the patrons started getting a little rough, one of them, sometimes it was man, would come in. Especially if it was men, it never went well. For the patrons. The funny thing was that I didn't really realize how much it meant to have that.
Grace, what's your instinct on how do you want to get out of here? Are you the kind of girl who's going to run? Or are you the kind of girl who would be willing to kill someone? How do you think about that now, at this moment?
I don't think I have it in me to kill someone right now.
Okay.
But I'm not sure right now I have it in me to run either.
All right.
Even though I see that door.
It's probably wise. But who knows how you would do. Okay.
I want to run.
But you don't feel like you can. You're scared of the situation.
If I hesitate, if I falter even a little bit, who knows what he'll do to me. And then if I left, he'd just come after me anyway.
Come here.
I come to him as gracefully as possible.
He grabs you by the neck. Firmly, but he's not choking you.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to take a look at your face. He takes a look at your face. I think that you are going to make a really lovely addition to my collection here. If you can find a way to make yourself more presentable.
What does he intend to do? He says, add me to his collection.
Well, he likes nice things. He likes holding on to nice things.
I see.
He wants to keep you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I tense up a little when he says, add me to the collection.
You don't like that.
And I smile and I sort of bat my eyes and I say, oh, I'm happy to serve you. But that sounded more permanent than 3 months.
Well, 3 months is the original amount that's been paid for, but okay, eventually I'm going to put down a deposit and make sure you stay. I'm sure Mr. Silver will be comfortable with that.
Okay. Do you want to test out the merchandise while you have me here?
That would be for the best. So, I'm actually going to fade to black there.
Okay.
Okay. Morning. Mr. Silver.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Could I actually have a... I was just imagining, you know, going back up to my room and... Because we've got another nighttime scene.
Yeah, I was gonna have... Sure, if you want to have one that night too. Because they're gonna be tonight no matter what, but...
I mostly just wanted to... Well, I don't think Mr. Silver's having a good night's rest, necessarily, as he's just caused some severe problems in his establishment and has to mull over how best to deal
care
with those.
That.
And I think he's having a lot of trouble sleeping, and that might be an appropriate time to open his mind.
Oh, I think that would be an excellent time.
So,
go ahead. What are you trying to learn?
Well, I'm mostly worried about these locales.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really had a run-in with them before, and I just don't know what to do about them.
Maybe.
How to use them properly.
Right. And maybe if you have bad things going down here in addition, like the ones that you may have set into motion, who knows what they'll do, right?
Exactly.
Mm. Go ahead and open your mind.
Lying there, sweating, not sleeping, and open my mind to the maelstrom successfully. The 12.
Okay. Well, they already are. So, let's start. What is your maelstrom like?
No, for all the thinking about this scene, I hadn't actually thought about that yet.
There's a flaw in your plan.
It is. No, but I think what I see is money changing hands. Two people coming to an agreement. The importance isn't on the two people. The importance is on that money. The money is in motion. The verbal contract is formed.
The flow of resources. You know?
Yeah, that's
yes.
what I'm seeing.
Do you see everybody's price tag?
<That'd be awesome>.
Yes. Nice. Everyone's for sale. I just have to find out how much it is.
I like that.
That
yeah.
is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, what did you roll?
I rolled a 12.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, the vision that you have is that if three people up and die, and that's figured out, so you see corpses, and the corpses, they are creating a blockage, let's say, of the flow of things, and that blockage is due to the presence of locales, because locales, if they see that, they will shut down your operation. Who knows how long? They just lost one of their own. They are not likely to be happy if they find out that a whole bunch of people are going missing or dying. And they'll use it as an excuse to shut you down. Because locales, they like funds. What they confiscate is theirs. So,
mm-hmm.
That's pretty obvious from that. So, this vision takes you to the two inspectors, the Inspector Tabby and Inspector Francis. And sticking out of the back of Inspector Francis's jacket is a tag on it. And instead of a dollar sign, there is a tongue on it. And that is your vision. So you know what to worry about. And I would try and figure something out about what's going on over there.
Well, having reflected on the day, it feels much better. And gets up and sleeps on the sofa, which is not drenched in sweat.
All right. I do.
It's gonna run off easier.
I'm just making my notes. You said you take heart medication earlier. And tell your secret. What happens if you don't? How quickly is there a problem for you?
It's to control the heart palpitations, where it's kind of like an anxiety attack, and my heart beats fast, and that can lead to a stroke or a heart attack. If anyone with any medical expertise wants to help me, I don't need people to look stuff up. Just
is it from the angel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's not an immediate thing. However,
if something were to upset you,
yes, it could. It could go downhill.
Okay.
Shortly.
Excellent. So you've opened your mind successfully. You, what are you up to?
Well, I have jobs to do, don't I?
You do.
Well, I guess the question is, I think I would open my brain first to try and get an idea.
Are you still at the place, or are you at home?
Oh, I forget exactly what happened at the tail end. I remember watching the fight with Man. That was fun.
You certainly did some Omiwise glaring.
I did glare at Omiwise.
Yeah, you glared at Omiwise.
Yeah, she glared at me.
But wasn't it more her bodyguard that...
Oh, it was. It was Damson.
It was Damson
yeah.
who you glared at, and Damson was like, hi.
Yeah.
And then you heard his feelings.
I was like, hi, Damson. Oh, I can't even think. That's what it was. Yeah. And then his face got all sad.
God, I love Leslie.
Oh, so after that fun, and after watching men kill a man on stage and nobody seemed to notice, which was definitely a high point, I forget exactly where I went.
I think I'm not sure you...
I know, it just kind of faded there. Away, and I was in the background of the setting, right? So, I guess so. I stayed there.
Yeah.
So, I guess...
Because you didn't say you went home, you just talked about watching it.
No, I think that what I would do now is open my brain to get a tail on the localities.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the idea. Alright, so... That is 10. Ten up. Good detail.
Okay.
So, I would love to know where those localities went, especially that bastard Francis.
It's only two Francis.
Lively doesn't care. It's just a string of Francises going into the distance.
It's a fusion of Francises.
So many Francises. Just in Lively's nightmares, it splits. Just a room full of Francis's.
Fractal Francis.
Yeah. So,
they,
of course.
They are actually back at their headquarters. Because Francis and Inspector Tabby, they are those Law and Order style inspectors who drink 4 cups of coffee and just stay up all night.
Stay on the job.
Making charts and staring intensely with their mouths open because they're having some sort of, like,
throwing
epiphany.
Markers at a whiteboard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's clear. It's one of those clear
hitting
ones.
Hitting bottles with glass so they can narrow down their suspects.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. Yeah. So they'll be burning the midnight oil.
Fantastic.
And they will continue to do... They will, until midnight.
Until midnight, and then they
and then later. But my point is, they're already burning the midnight oil, and it's like 8 p.m. So
yeah,
who knows how long they've been doing it?
Yeah, 3 days midnight.
You know what? I suddenly like these guys.
And I would be able to navigate to their headquarters. Mm-hmm. I mean, is the locale's headquarters common knowledge? Or is it? More
it
like,
is. Well...
Ooh, we have a map.
Yes, we do. Mm.
Sexy.
It's this!
Oh! Look at
see
that.
See that thing in the middle there?
Yeah, the big
can
the big.
Can you send me a picture of that? We can
yeah.
Put it up.
For the benefit of the podcast, there's a thing in the middle of this map.
Yeah.
We are looking at it.
Okay.
As we speak.
So
the locales
are here. They're across
where
the Sludgy River, so you can
lovely.
Go across the bridges. And
okay.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know anything more in specific? See what you also see.
I would also. I kind of want to check on the location of the Twigers.
Okay.
Because I made a friend with that one that liked
Marrow.
Marrow.
Yes.
That's right. I did like him.
Well, right now they're actually camped out under bridge area.
Mm. So, other than that, which is where I expect them to be. Anything else that I see that might be pertinent in this? Clear and well-defined vision of the locales. I would like to know. Can you tell me some detail about what Francis looks like?
Yes.
In the maelstrom. When he's in my maelstrom.
Yeah. So Francis has he's as was previously alluded to. There's all that gross fleshy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see the broken down nastiness of the inside of all the people working in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are run down and exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not physically be.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just kind of like.
Sort of emaciated and rotting.
Yeah, kind of like.
Yeah.
You know how corpse flesh is a little bit saggy and like a. Like a pale,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shapeless kind of way, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their jaws are slack. Francis doesn't have a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. the more powerful one of the two, the stronger one physically, less disgusting looking one, is definitely Inspector Tabby.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about other brainers?
I hate them. Because Lively would never admit this to himself, but he thinks braining makes him special. And when he is confronted with other brainers, he instantly feels, like, inferior and hates them for just existing to threaten him. So, he particularly hates Francis.
Oh, right.
So, that's why he's obsessed with it. He just mumbles in his sleep. So, yes, he is not necessarily intimidated, but he becomes... And it's just instant competition, that kind
right,
of insecure
right.
man.
Threat to your high concept.
That's right.
Right.
I hate them. They're
and,
not as good at it as I am.
Tell me about your past with Omi Wise.
Ah, yes. Omi Wise. Well, as stated in a previous thing, I got kicked out because we had differences.
Right.
So let me come up with some of those differences.
Yes, I'd like to know...
Yeah, some details on how that worked. Well, for one, I know that I made most of our henchmen pretty uncomfortable. Which she tolerated because she thought that I was worth it in some ways. And wanted to keep me around. I was sort of a necessary thing. Particularly, like, messing with Damson. He likes to think he's a nice enough person to deal with it, but he isn't. But anyways, the thing that led to the main falling out was that I became a bit too interested in one of Omi Wise's Skinners, and she didn't appreciate that. And I tried... It was not a good moment of judgment. I tried to convince Omi Wise to give the Skinner to me. Using my talents. And Omi Wise did not go for that. And she found me out, and she was, offended, to say the least.
That was Gazelle.
Gazelle.
She has very long legs.
pretty lovely legs. And so, you know... I'm actually surprised it was a testament to my abilities that I escaped with my life. And I've been laying low since Omi Wise tried to have me killed, but I...
How did she try to kill you?
Slipped away.
I think she tried... You know what? You know what she did? She poisoned you.
Okay.
She poisoned you the same way that Mr. Silver tried to poison you.
Yeah.
And you lived. Because... Whatever sort of thing makes you a brainer.
Ah.
Somehow kept you from kicking it.
From that kind of poison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, It's a route she's familiar with.
Hmm.
Mm.
So, would you like to go after one of them?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think how...
It's about 9 o'clock at this point.
Yeah.
Night.
Yeah, I think I'll take a stroll over to that side of the city. It'll take a while, but I will go to Omi Wise. I'm going to go in the front door because I feel particularly hard today.
Awesome.
And I have a conversation I would like to have with Omi Wise.
Okay.
It's a businessy day. So yes, I go in the front door. And if she has a person at reception, I say I wish to speak to Omi Wise.
She does have a person at reception. Because it's the last night and not this morning, it's her personal little playboy, her nephew's plaything. That's Damson. Who was... You just rejected, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
I think his feelings were hurt by that.
Oh.
I can promise you that they were hurt by it.
Aww.
Please don't break Damson.
Hi, Damson. short time.
Why? It was. Quickly. Did you like the show? I liked the show.
The show was magnificent.
Just a great display of prowess.
Yes.
Beauty of the human form.
Indeed.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways, I wish to speak to your mistress.
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 Sex joke. Okay. she is busy.
Busy like a bee.
Like a bee. Wanna like a bee with
anyways.
Just all of the stinging venom. And I'm sorry, it's a late night and I'm trying to be ominous and I'm just wasting your time. She is not going to have time to see you.
Yes, she is.
Do you own some sort of time machine, or?
No, I'm just...
Inflationary device that...
I believe in your ability, Damson, to make some time for me. Go in there and convince your lady that she needs to speak to me because I have important things to say
that's
to her.
That's seduce and manipulate.
Which I get to roll with weird now, because I advanced. So that's a 13.
Oh, yeah!
So...
Now a permanent ally.
Yeah.
Not yet.
So, dear Damson, be a doll and do what I say.
You need to promise me something first.
Oh, that's right.
You get to see me leave.
You get to watch me as I go. Well, Damson, I don't know. What would you like? What sort of things do you like?
So many things in the world that I like. I like pretty girls. I like pretty boys. I like.
Well, I'm not pretty.
No, you're not. I'm not soliciting you.
Good.
I was just thinking. If perhaps. You could promise me that I could get something. I don't know. We both know that you have certain talents with people.
You know.
What are the scope of those talents?
Well, there are some large, burly men that I happen to have a certain amount of influence with.
I'm so sick of large, burly men.
I can try to find some small, skinny men for you. What if I bring you a small man? That would take some time. I can, however...
Are we talking... How are we talking about small? Hold on.
Oh, in stature, not in physique. Entire. It will take some time! You know, Damson, these things. I'm not a Skinner. I don't know. I can give you...
Have some... My point is, I'm limited in terms of my comings and goings, which limits my comings once more. If you could perhaps send me someone, not a small boy, but maybe a pretty girl, just... I'm going nuts over here.
What if just earlier today, by any chance, a girl by the name of Grace came by? I think she was escorted by a man.
I know about Grace. She's just been sitting there in her...
I'm not going to give you Grace. She is not me to give. However, I do have some influence with the man that came with her, Hugo. Did he spark your interest?
He did.
Well, I'm just saying that I have some influence with Hugo, and perhaps if I could speak with him, he might, be susceptible to an advance or two of yours.
Well, let's not get creepy. I just, if you could just, convince him that I'm a cool guy.
Assuredly I can convince him you're the coolest man that ever lived. It's my talent, Damson.
Okay.
So, as soon as I find Hugo,
if I go
tell
up
him.
With you,
yes, of course.
Maybe she'll have time, but you need to put in a good word with me with Hugo.
I swear it.
Swear.
Promise.
Pinky swear.
Yes, pinky swear.
I don't want to touch your nasty ass pinky. Come on.
No, I have a glove on this one.
It's clean. I'm not touching that thing. I'm not stupid.
Well, you suggested the pinky swear. It's not my fault.
I suggested it so I could reject you immediately afterwards.
Oh.
We're going upstairs.
Fine.
You follow. Gorgeous, gorgeous Damson.
Can I read him in the elevator?
Yeah.
To be cheaty face?
This is not over.
This okay. is cheaty. You can read him anytime you're interacting
with
him.
There are going to be better opportunities to read him.
Okay.
But then the ones that have passed, so this is a fine time to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Why is it always the girl from Ipanema?
It's always the girl from Ipanema, even after the apocalypse.
Mary, what caused the apocalypse?
So. Do you want to hold, or do you want to ask?
I'm going to hold.
Okay.
Hold one.
Okay, you get to the top, you get to tell me why this is sweet.
Beautiful.
And it is, once again, gorgeous. It's exactly the way you remembered. Except there are some new people around. There's a Skinner playing a harp.
Oh.
It's super classy.
It's
like
nice.
100% classy shit.
Very nice.
And everyone, you step into the room, the harp player stops. And
someone have a record.
There are.
I was gonna ask if you didn't.
The bodyguards that go to the inner doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you step out of that, you know, they
just
cross guns over chest, and everyone is just staring at you, right?
Yeah.
Hello,
boys. Damson, start talking.
We were wondering if... Well, she... Is she busy right now? And, the two guys who just... do not like you. They are both two very, very tall guys.
So tall. Always so tall.
Mm-hmm. Their names are... Batty and Jonker. They are two brothers. The one on the left, smaller than the other, but you get the sense that he's scarier. He seems to be more confident with that gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's less scared when he sees you walk in. The other guy is... He's just ready. The other guy's actually scared of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think you know these two. You recognize them.
Yeah.
Tell me, how is your relationship with them?
My relationship with the guards...
Yeah, I mean, clearly they're afraid of you, but why are they afraid of you?
Well, they're afraid of me because they tend to be there when Omi Wise would have me read a person now and then, and it didn't go so well. So I think they got it into their heads that just... Not just even touching me, but just simply being around me might mean that you would just start seizing and die. It's possible.
And Jonker, he's the
mm-hmm.
bigger one who's less scary... I think he's even more freaked out by that concept. Like, I think Batty might know
mm-hmm.
that you have to do certain things, but Jonker is just like, it's a superstitious...
Yeah. Monster dread.
And they're both wearing, you know, super luxe,
mm-hmm.
you know, guard uniform type, like the kind of doorman might wear for a fancy hotel, except they're holding machine guns.
Of course.
She's busy. She's very busy. Why did you bring him up here? Well, they have business together.
Important business. Damson would know.
It's super legit important, I swear. They don't look convinced. You may have to manipulate them.
Yes, I would love to manipulate them.
You can go aggro.
That's but actually what I'm thinking about is to go
aggro.
Do
you have
aggro.
A weapon?
I have an ornate dagger!
Alright, do you want to go for it?
Yeah!
Which
yeah,
one are you
going to
go
want.
For?
The scared one, of course.
Alright.
So I step around Damson because I've been standing kind of behind him. Or have I not been?
Yeah, let's say you are.
So I step around him and go for a dude whose name I've forgotten already.
The big one
Jonker.
Is Jonker. The scared one is Jonker. The little one who looks like he knows his gun is Batty.
Batty. So yes, I step towards Jonker and smile at him.
And Damson immediately knows what you're doing and steps back. He's like, he's gonna reach for his pistol.
His pistol.
Go ahead and roll.
Yeah.
On a success. Well, obviously you stab him.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to attack?
Are you going to?
She said she's
going
to go aggro.
I am going to go aggro.
Is a intimidate
yes.
to get what you want. What do
right.
you want him to do?
But.
I want him to not shoot me and let me through, of course. And so I step up to him and I say very quietly, Jonker, you know that I'm capable of doing things without even having to touch you. I think that you should just step aside and then you can continue doing your lovely little job for lovely little Omiwise, and you won't have to say goodbye to your brother. So why don't you just decide to let me through? Bam! So that's
Ooh.
A... that would be a 9, but I'm rolling hard, so that's only an 8.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's going to... Flake. He is shaking, and he... You smell urine.
Lively does not laugh like that out loud. But he laughs like that in his head.
You smell urine, that wet patch appears, and he steps away from the door. Batty draws his gun.
Oh, he does. Does he?
What the fuck do you think you're doing?
I was simply saying that it was probably in your best interests to let me through. Are you going to shoot me for having spoken to your brother?
I might shoot you if you don't leave. And honestly, Damson, I don't trust that it's super legit business or whatever you say. I mean, it's late. What is going on? I can escort you out of here forcibly.
Touch him.
Yeah, I would.
So you think I can get around that without
being immediately shot
for just moving? Okay. Thank you. Alright, well that's a 10, because green dice love me. So, what's my enemy's true position?
Since it's your enemy's true position, now the Harpist has a gun.
Oh, shit!
Well, the Harpist always had a gun.
Well, of course.
But you just
now
noticed.
The Harpist has a gun out.
Out.
Out. It's a harp gun. No.
Multi-arrow bow.
What is my best way in to Omiwise?
To gently change his mind.
Gently?
By all appearances.
By all appearances.
In a way that won't get you shot.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I'll let you hold one.
Oh, thank you. Alright, well, I'll do that. So how close or slash how far away from this guy am I? Like, if I move towards him...
Well, you got really close to his brother.
I got really close to his brother. So, I'm going to try to reach out and touch the hand that he's holding the gun with my glove. To try and move it, maybe?
You know what? I actually think that might be a seize by force.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
That's how I'm gonna
seize. Yeah, but I'll take that. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Is I think that's probably a seize by force. So that is a 7.
Nice.
Lively's on fire tonight for doing shit.
Well, you're not on fire, which is very good.
That's right. I'm not on fire.
Actually,
Lively
it's an 8 because you have +1 from reading a sitch.
Yep.
Oh, snap. Well, then that's
not that it matters.
Yeah.
Sigh.
But would you like to take definite hold of it? By which I mean his hand.
Yes!
And
give
suffer
me that.
A little harm. And you have two, so...
I would like not to be shot.
That is often a choice people make.
It's funny.
Understand.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Caitlin said to me about Man, because we were talking about whether or not I drank the poison. She said, Will, do you want to be poisoned or not? Said, well, obviously I want to be poisoned.
Well, yeah. My question was, had
I'm
he
sorry.
Taken off the bottom of his mouthpiece to
right,
hear?
Right. I would like to not be shot in the face or wherever, chest
oh, right.
area. So, yes, I will take definite hold of his hand and suffer little harm.
Okay. You actually aren't going to take any harm. You're just going to put your hand on
good.
His hand. And you are free to build, what's Snowball into?
Yeah. Ingrain puppet strings.
Yes. Orchid is looking nervous, so I would try to do well. What
so,
did you do?
Well, that's
terrible.
11, that's 14.
All right.
So, yeah. So, that's hold 3.
Turns him into a pup.
Dance guard.
Just do 3 harm to him right now. Yeah.
You should have listened like your brother.
Yeah, I don't think Orchid will be very happy if you blow his head on the door.
No,
so.
No. I will just tell him that he will put his gun down and never point it at me again. Ever.
Ever. I'm going to make it so that you can't aim a gun at you.
Yeah.
He could punch you or
sure,
something.
Sure, that's fine.
If he stopped to think about it before figuring out he has psychic command on him.
Yeah.
But
I like him not pointing his gun at me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
He feels compelled to lower it.
Mm-hmm.
And he does slowly. And, do you want to just push right past him?
Yes. That's fine. They probably don't shoot people for walking through doors in Omi Wise's place. I know that. I used to work here, unless they've changed the policy book.
Well,
just shoot people at the door. She'll probably try to shoot me at the door, but we'll deal with that.
You stride in. Damson strides in beside you.
Thank you, Batty. Bye. I pat him on the head just to make him feel really like shit. Yes.
Lovely. What a lovely visit.
Hello, dear.
I wasn't expecting you.
Omi-wise. I know. I'm such a lovely surprise, aren't I?
Is she actually busy?
No. It's 9 o'clock. She's seems to have slaves of pretty much servant type Skinner things.
Yeah. Hello, Omi Wise.
Hello. Damson, why did you not escort our friend off the premises when he entered?
Because Damson understands that we are friends, and he was doing me a favor by giving me an audience with you, because I have very important matters to talk with you about.
You offered him sex.
Not my sex.
Well, of course not.
Look,
sweetheart.
Oh. That would be...
Omi Wise, I've not missed you at all.
It's fascinating how there are these parallels between us.
Mm-hmm.
Just... Fuck it. I'm not even going to try and talk to you politely. Get the hell out of my building. Or I'll have Damson here, who is not getting laid. I'll have Damson here stick his gun up your butthole, and you know, we'll see what happens.
It's always with the buttholes, Omi Wise.
It's assholes are what the world really revolves around.
Right.
I've learned that.
Alright, let's find out what's going on here. That is 7.
Okay.
So, how can I get you to not kick me out of the building immediately?
You can give her something she needs.
Mm-hmm.
You can somehow find a way to lay hands on her, but I doubt that would It's gonna be hard.
Clumsy!
It's gonna be hard, you know?
Yeah.
You would be putting yourself in a lot of danger. And
just need to take Indomitable from the Touchstone play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And close the distance to her.
I mean,
just, it's terrifying. Lively sprint.
Sorry, anyway, I don't mean to derail.
Sorry.
Jonker, you know, who knows when he'll get his. When he'll actually grow a spine. You know, he would probably defend her.
Yeah.
Because you're far away from him now. He could shoot you.
Probably. That's true.
And, there's going to be security around.
I know.
Just because she looks unguarded does not mean that she's unguarded.
Oh, look. I'm, yeah.
So you can totally go for it. I just don't know how it'll work out.
Let's not do clumsy lively. Not tonight.
No, and...
Let's not do that one.
And also, you could, but really, I would try to offer her something.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a reason not to have her people shoot you. Or for her not to shoot you. Who knows what she's got going for her.
Yeah.
Omi-wise, she wants to gain power for her family and care for them also. But she cares more for the reputation and legacy sometimes than the individuals. Anything appealing to her legacy, to the care of her family, those would all be viable things you could offer her.
Mm-hmm. Omi-wise, what if I were to tell you that,
she crosses her legs in a way that makes it very visible that the bottoms of her, you know, she's wears very nice dresses, heels. She's wearing literal knife stilettos, which are so impractical you have never seen them before on a person.
Yeah. What if I told you, Omi-wise, that a little birdie told me that a certain little nephew of yours is so pleased with Grace that he went down to the bazaar to buy a certain piece of jewelry that he intends to give her?
Roll a seduce or manipulate.
Ha! 10! I can roll everything with weird.
You're going to, so obviously she'll need a little bit of a promise, concrete,
mm-hmm.
well, not concrete assurance, but a promise.
Yeah. I promise you that I will make sure that this, never gets out, because God only knows.
You've already intercepted part of it.
I know.
Show me the, I'm sorry. That seems like a very short amount of time.
I know, it shocked me too. Grace
any
is a special girl.
Evidence of this?
I do. I have the ring here that I confiscated from him. I convinced him to give it to me, saying that, you know, he really wanted to rethink his life and take the slow route, and that I would keep it for him personally until, you know, it was good time. So, you know, of course I can show it to you. Yes, I know.
Take it off of your hand. Drop it on the floor.
Such a nice ring.
Kick it over to me. Damson. Lick it. He licks it. It tastes more like Grace. But I guess if it was on Grace... Did she already accept?
It's possible that, I don't know. I suppose you would have to find her and ask her that.
How did you get this ring?
Well, you see, I, met Lamprey in the bazaar, and he, tried to avoid me, but I thought, Lamprey, my old friend who I know, what's going on in your life? And he grudgingly went into conversation with me and said that he was sad, that he wanted to propose to this lovely girl, and yet she had rejected his advances, and so he was wearing the ring until he could woo her over and make her wear it forever, and I talked him out of it. I'm good like that, you know, Omi. I can make people think things. And why else would it taste like Grace?
I thought you said that he, Then you talked him out of it.
I did talk him out of it. For now.
But it was on her?
I think she threw it at him, but he didn't want to tell me that.
So you...
The girl's got spunk, Obi-Wise. She was a good choice.
So you talked him out of it after he had already proposed?
Oh, he was moping around.
My heartbroken young nephew. My emotional, passionate, romantic of a nephew.
All right, look, so he dropped it and I picked it up.
That's better.
I think, though, that you would still not want him to be marrying this trifle. Why else would he be carrying a ring around?
I'm not sure you know Lamprey very well.
Well, why was he carrying a ring? A delicious, gracey ring?
I'm not sure.
Well, I think...
But I would like to have it.
Well, I suppose you can, then. Since it's probably bought with your money anyways.
Probably.
Probably.
You're clever. Not quite as clever as you think, but... Thank you for bringing this situation to my attention.
Indeed.
If anything, she seems like she's perplexed by why you're here,
mm-hmm.
why you're bringing her bits of Grace's things.
Things.
And you've managed to convince her that something is going on, but she knows that her nephew, let's just say... Lamprey's not the kind to fall in love with a girl and give her a ring.
Yeah.
You were holding a third. Would you like to ask a question?
Yes. Yes. I guess, what should I be on the lookout for?
I would be on the lookout for Orchid.
Orchid?
Mm-hmm. She was the harpist.
Yeah.
And I would be on the lookout for people wondering why it's taking so long in there.
Hmm.
Because she just saw you brain a guy, kind of.
Kind of.
She doesn't maybe know what you are, but she's uncomfortable with you going in there after mm-hmm. you made that one guy piss himself.
Right.
So if you spend too long, she might not be happy with you.
Right. Well, Omi Wise, let's just say that this is a favor from me to you. And then I am sorry for my previous crimes against you, and that I would like to reopen our relationship with one another. And this is a gift.
A gift.
A gift! I can give gifts, Omi.
Well, you want to reopen our relationship. Are you planning to... use your wares on any of my henchmen? Because...
Not now.
I have a sneaking suspicion that's how you got in here, and we had trouble with that last time. So you better offer me something nice.
Well, what would you like? I cannot...
Give me a ring. I'm talking about arrangements.
Well, I can be arranged.
Why should I employ someone like you when the city is full of talented individuals such as yourself?
Well, you know me, Omi, and that's better than getting a stranger.
No, it's not.
What if I told you I could help you expand your territory?
That is something I would be very interested in.
What if I told you that I was in the confidences of one man named Silver?
I would be interested in what you had learned in your confidential confidence time. I'm gonna pretend she said something more eloquent.
Yeah, I know. This whole scene is...
I should not have drunk the pear. I'm struggling.
It's alright.
No, I'm struggling too. I'm sorry that this is such a long,
lively, can't-think-of-it scene.
Okay, good. I can tell you for one that he's got one hell of a fighter. I'm sure you saw that earlier this evening.
I saw two interesting fighters this evening. There was the moron jobber in the mask. And there was, well, there's a new player I've been interested in, actually, lately.
Mm-hmm. Is it the dolphin? It's the dolphin, isn't it? You're a little girl. I'm
not
predictable.
Little girls love dolphins.
In deadly mech suits. It's right up your alley.
Even better. Yes. Well, you know, as you can see from Damson, and as I'm sure you know with Grace, we like to... There are different kinds of wealth a person can have.
True. True.
Some people like to have lots of money. Some people like to have lots of land. I love both of those things. But my nephew and I share a taste for the exotic.
Well, it's more exotic than a dolphin in a mech suit.
Precisely.
And as I'm a good friend of Silver's, and the dolphin's hanging around there, it's possible that I might get you the dolphin.
If you got me the dolphin... That would be a very promising start to our arrangements.
Well, then. I'll get you the dolphin.
Have you had the pleasure of seeing our gallery?
No. Please show me.
It'll have to be another night.
Well, When I deliver you the dolphin, then...
It'll be an excellent time.
It will be the perfect time to show me your gallery of wonders.
Wonders.
Wonders! Only you owe me.
Well, not only me. You know, Winifred's a fantastic caretaker. But, let's not shake, but... Call it a deal.
Well, call it a deal, Omi. I'm glad that you're so understanding. Thank you.
Always.
Always.
I have a soft spot for children and gross men things who can bring me dolphins.
Yes!
I think you could be excused.
Well, thank you, Omi. Oh, one last question. Do you know where Lamprey and Grace are?
Yes, they're at... Well, Lamprey, at least, is at his apartments, and I am sure Grace is there with him.
And his apartments are across town, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes. I would like to give him a heads up so that he doesn't make an ass of himself in front of you, since I blew the cover off.
I think that perhaps now would be a poor time for that.
Oh, it doesn't have to be now. I was just curious if there was maybe sometime we could get together again. Build our friendship as I'm building my relationship with you, Omi.
Our relationship. You know what? I can always have some time from now when I'm more assured that...
I understand.
We have our little arrangement going forward. I will have Damson here take you. And you can see the gallery. You can see all of these wonderful things. These riches that we get from people like you doing service for their community.
Fair enough. Well then, I guess I'll see it then.
Yes.
Good night, Omi.
Okay, good night. Alright, so we're gonna...
Yes, seat ends. The end. Thank you for my super long scene. Now, I have an advance that I need to think about.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you have figured out that, well, what is wanted of you. Pretty
well,
much. Well, not wanted of you, but what is planned for you.
Mm-hmm. And I asked him if he wanted to take a test drive.
Where? Right. Yeah. This is the morning, next morning. We're skipping back into the future for this. How would you like to... do you want the consequences of this, or do you want to go to the actual thing? Because
I want to know the act.
Okay.
That's actually kind of important.
Okay. Do you have any equipment with you? By which I mean, like, the spoon, or...
No.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, then we'll open on that. He's going to take you to his quarters. And his quarters, like everything else, super fancy. Draped, nice, pretty things. The windows, there is a blinking light next to it. They're probably alarmed. And you have been given a blanket. It's enough to maybe give you a tiny bit of warmth, not to cover yourself more. He has a number of things where he entertains. So if this is, say, his house, like, this is the top floor, this is his penthouse thing, right? So his personal quarters are actually near the front of things, because that's less important to him than his gallery, which is, and the things off of it, like, so this is your room, which he likes to keep safe. So it's actually a long way, and he is holding your nylon leash.
That's fine.
So he has taken you back into his quarters. Everything in this house is soundproofed. Very thickly soundproofed. It's just you have a good
the
ear.
The dull footsteps on the ground, it absorbs the sound.
And when you were humming to yourself earlier, it just falls flat. He closes the door, and Damson is there with a gun. So he's just watching. Take off the shift.
So I start taking off the shift, and he's got me by the leash. I turn around. As I'm taking off the shift, I start moving it slowly, and I walk up to him, and I say, just take me. Take me now.
Okay. Describe how your move works.
So I'm an arresting skinner. When I remove a piece of clothing, my own or someone else's, no one who can see me do anything. No one who can see me can do anything but watch. I command their absolute attention. If I choose, I can exempt individual people by name.
Okay.
So,
do you exempt anyone?
I think I'll accept Damson.
Okay. And how do you exempt him?
I turn my back to him, so he's not seeing me. I'm slowly exposing myself directly to Lamprey.
Okay.
And I say, I get up in his face and I say to him, you know, I'm far too beautiful to just be one item in your collection. I could be the crown jewel. Lamprey. And I start, as I'm taking this off, I start unbuttoning his collar, which triggers the move again.
Right.
And as I sort of unbutton his shirt, and I sort of put a hand against his chest, and I say, make me your queen.
Roll.
I fail. Snake eyes. That's a 5.
You can't count.
He's touching your face, and as he's touching it, when you say, make me your queen, that pisses him off, and he grabs you by the throat, and he throws you down on the bed.
Alright.
And he goes, fuck you. You don't understand how this works.
And I roll over and I say, teach me.
Damson. Yes, sir? Fetch my tools. Damson is not happy with that order. He very uncomfortably steps out, and you can't hear where he's gone. Everything is muffled. And he is just staring at you on the bed, furious, but in a very... just staring you down. And you suddenly, you know what? You actually feel naked. I want you to... You know what? I think you should probably read a sentence.
Yeah, I was going to do that anyway. Well, okay, I can roll something today. That is an 11.
Okay.
What's my best way out?
Best way out is through the door you were taken in through. So I would, you know, best escape route way out. Physically injure him or manipulate him, just get past him. Just any way you can incapacitate him.
And I'm at this point not wearing anything?
Yes.
Lovely.
Do you have any extra playbooks?
Who's most vulnerable? What enemy is most vulnerable to me?
The enemy
not
most
handy.
Vulnerable to you,
thank you
is not him. It would be any person you encounter outside. But you know what? You know, it's actually dancing.
I kind of figured. I was just checking.
Are you looking at anyone?
Okay.
And you have one more.
I do.
The what?
But I don't think there's anything... Okay, I'm going to ask one more here, and actually, that's what's my best way in? I thought maybe I could get inside Lamprey's head. Is there any chance of that now?
It would require fuckloads of finesse. You know, your best way in would be to... Clearly, he doesn't have any empathy for you.
No, he doesn't.
So you'd have to unnerve him. Or make him think that you have more power than you really have. If it's okay with you, I think Damson comes back in at this point.
Alright. What is he carrying?
He's carrying a box of literal tools.
At this point, my eyes go wide, and I say, Damson, please, no.
Okay. That is a... You know what? I think that's...
It almost seems like it's seduce or
manipulate.
And I'm playing on his sympathy for me because he does have an energy
he's
not showing.
Yes, he does.
Right.
Yeah. That's seduce or manipulate.
Oh, that is a 15.
Okay. I can't. I can't do it. You shouldn't do these. We should... You're gonna damage the product. It's she's new. Wouldn't that mess you up?
I'm yes. Please don't hurt me. I'll do anything you want.
He is just staring at you, and he's holding. He's clearly thinking about the words anything you want. This is what I want you to do. And he goes and he takes that box from Damson and he's going to open it. And he's going to, he takes, you know what he takes out? He takes out a drill. Damson, however, you've clearly gotten his attention.
Do I think you can run past him to the door?
I think you could if you could get Damson to block. If you said something that would trigger his...
I'm just begging and pleading. No, 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 please, please. Please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I don't want you to hurt me anymore. And I sort of shrink back on the bed. And I sort of look at him, and I'm almost certainly bawling at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no way I couldn't be.
Okay, do you want to try and run?
I kind of give Damson a knowing look, and then I jump off the bed and start running for the door.
Okay, and he's going to turn to come after you. Damson grabs him. He lurches towards you. Act under fire. Fire is, you know, that you're going to trip over your harness.
Of course. That is a 7, 8, 9 because I read a 6.
I'm just going to offer you a bargain.
Do that.
Yeah.
Be on the table.
I know.
Okay, you can get out and leave Damson to be damaged. in a relatively severe way and just leave him there, right? And you will come out of there unscathed. You can try and overpower him with his help, but you have to choose. Do you just, like, get out of there and leave yourself vulnerable? Or do you sit and fight and hope that you'll have something that you can...
And this is the point where we find out about whether Grace would leave Damson to get drilled.
Yeah.
I leave.
All right. Run, run, run as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And we are going to find out...
What happens to Grace later, yeah.
What happens to you. And you hear screaming as you leave.
Oh.
Drilled, possibly in butthole.
The world revolves around buttholes.
Assholes. Okay. I want a scene with you two, so I can have PCs interacting with each other.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna like ditch him the first second I get and go blow shit up.
So I think it's time for you guys to go see your mom.
Do we want to cut straight to dinner or do we want preamble?
I think we should have a preamble, a little bit of one, and it's this: as you are walking with him to your house, there suddenly is just like this feeling in your belly, just this awful, awful feeling.
Ugh.
Just like you're gonna puke. And you try to puke, nothing comes out.
You don't look so hot, man.
Oh, I feel like tummy's feeling awful.
Green is not a normal shade for people to be.
No.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe we should go back and see if Silver has a doctor, right?
No, I need to go see my mom if I'm sick.
Oh, she's a doctor?
No, but she'll take care of me. Mom always takes care of me.
How far are we from your house?
Oh, I don't know. It's just right around the corner over there. We're nearly there. I'll be fine as long as I get to my mom.
Well, here, put your arm around me. Just be careful of the joints.
All right. Oh, I put my arm around him,
and I lean on you, and I feel so safe.
Just a move.
With my big handsome dolphin protecting me.
You can't roll to turn someone on in this.
That's a seduce. And that's a nine.
That's a nine.
As I lean on you, feeling safe in your your tiny robot arms.
Why is that a nine?
Because I rolled an 11 and I've got minus two. Too hot.
What is it you want him to do?
I want him to carry me.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
do you do it?
You pick
sure. I will charge my suit up because carrying is not a thing I can do in baseline.
Especially not man, who's a good maybe 300 pounds.
Yeah.
It's been a little while and this is complicated.
So you're carrying me now?
Well, I gotta charge up my suit first.
Oh, okay.
And that's a 10, so it doesn't actually require any charge. Awesome.
Right.
He said he was just around the block, but I don't trust him, so I think I'm gonna fly there.
Okay, you scoop him lovingly into your arms.
And fly away into
the
night.
Your tiny, tiny robot arms. And you lift off.
I don't know. Like, I guess I'll go up and then be like, where's your house? Point it out to me.
Oh, we're so high up. This is beautiful.
Yes, but the shade of puce you are is not so much.
Oh, it's that one. It's that one there.
Alright.
I fall asleep.
Aww, that's so
in your arms.
So I guess man is with the blanket over his head and the ET bag. Sorry, carry on. I'm sorry.
I've got that whole Aladdin scene going on right now.
Show me the world.
So yeah,
I brutally killed a man not an hour ago.
So you see his ass, you land?
Sure. I don't know if you want to make me do anything for that, or if I can just. Do I need to like?
Just describe the beauty of a dolphin and a jetpack riding.
So. These little manipulator arms, I'm having to stress them a little bit to hold man. That's not really what they were designed for. And, of course, probably the... What do I have? Uzi? Some kind of submachine gun. I don't have a third arm, so I'm holding that while I'm holding man.
You don't have a pocket?
No. Why would I have a pocket? Pockets are dumb. So yeah, I probably fly up and I'm like dodging flying cars while I try and maneuver to get to his house. And you know, it's not too hard because they've got lanes they go through. I can see how traffic works. It's simple. I'll just like fly over the traffic. And probably not get spotted by the police.
Yeah, you're gonna act under fire. The fire is that people freak out because they see you.
It's a bird.
Okay.
It's a plane. It's a
dolphin and man. Cool. I can do cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's all the cool forever.
It's just a weather balloon.
So I thought it was Swamp Gas.
No,
I think it's Venus.
It's probably actually a promo for some new movie.
You thought it
like
was a promo
PR
for
stump.
Some movie, but it was actually Venus.
I fly up in a graceful arc over the traffic and then land at the door of whatever apartment complex or living arrangements man has pointed me at before he passed out.
Your house, so it's way off towards, it's on the west side of town. It's closer to the river than other things, except for Lamprey, who's relatively close, you can oversee. If you were to look out his balcony, way in back where the, behind his, gallery. So you are there, you're next to the big highway type thing in the wall, and there's a big old wall which is part of which stands as part of what used to be like the side of a big building, but at this point it's just one half of, you know, standing wall. So you your house is, as this is kind of the suburbia outskirts, it's kind of like there is no skyscrapers around, there's nothing like that. You have a very, very, very many times patched roof. It's a little filthy white house with filthy white siding. There's broken windows in the front that have been patched over with duct tape. It's very nice and homey. It's a nice place. It's not fancy, but it's safe, suburban neighborhood for apocalypse.
So, is man still asleep or unconscious?
Oh, I flutter my eyes.
You land in the fake grass.
Oh, we're here. You're so good at following directions.
Is there... Do you have security protocols in place?
Yeah, we're gonna ring the front doorbell.
You don't need to ring the front doorbell because your mother is outside and she's screaming.
Mom!
Your mom is maybe...
What's her name? Her name is her name Mom?
Her name is Mom.
Nice.
She's 70 or so. She's wearing a long nightgown, sheepless nightgown.
I hope she always wears that.
You know what she does now? She has kind of like a doughy hanging off skin. She probably, if she wasn't a little bit out of it, would remember the apocalypse pretty well. She was like 20 when it happened. But she's never talked to you about it.
So, when I land, I'm going to turn the volume up on my speakers and shout, "Human, cease screaming. Your offspring is in danger and needs your attention immediately."
I'm sick, Mom.
Dogs start barking.
My baby.
Where should I put him?
Ow.
Drop him. Put him down right now. And you drop him in the grass, I guess. You don't have to drop him. I mean, like, if you put him sick.
I'll put him down
gently.
She
put him down immediately.
No, she said drop him.
You land in the astroturf. My baby, are you okay, my baby?
Can you help him?
What is this thing?
It's my friend Susan.
She pulls you close, and she is just glaring at you with these big, dilated eyes.
When were you gonna tell me?
So, I'm actually less concerned about her concern than about his health. So I want to open my brain
good.
Scan him.
Go ahead.
Because that's how my maelstrom works. And I recently took Sixth Sense, which is sonar. And I can open my brain with sharp instead of weird, which gives me a 6.
Sounds like the night is dark and full of terrors.
Fortunately, I should have suspected this because, you know, out of character, sonar's not very good at detecting poison.
I was thinking, that seems odd, Yanni. But let's see where this goes.
There must be some sort of crazy interference in this part of town. Because you just can't. Your reading is confusing and it's weird, and instead you get readings off of his mom. And you just get.
Does she have cancer?
No. She just is like. Usually you get like a background of people and stuff like that. You just get. All the displays are lit up with her face.
Mm-hmm.
There is no demographic info for her. There is no name for her. It just pulls her up, and her face is clogging all of your controls. And it just makes you have like this high-pitched shrieking noise. Reverbed off your sonar, you know.
Man, I hate that band.
Yeah.
I think I don't get anything off that, but you get to ask me questions still, right?
Mm-hmm. So I shall. You do not get along well with other dolphins, seems to be, from our interaction with the liaison.
I would like to say it's more that I don't really do well with people in positions of authority.
Okay.
I get along fine with some dolphins.
You just don't
if they do what
the
I tell
liaison.
Them.
So it's a good thing you're in the military.
Yeah, well, you know, as I get higher in rank, my problems get less.
How did you end up in the military?
In the military, you can get promoted on merit, not on popularity, and I wasn't getting anywhere in politics.
Okay.
Born with a silver tuna can in your mouth.
No. No, otherwise I would have been getting somewhere in politics. Humans are easier.
Dolphins, when they interact with each other, are very, very, very different from people. From human people. For example, the communications you have with John are hugely simplified for the sake of portraying characters. So, the assumption would be, because you're talking about a futuristic culture that has space travel and jetpacks.
Sure.
So, what is the most difficult part of interacting with humans?
Masking my contempt for them.
Masking?
We'll get along, smash.
Should
I mark off three harm now? Hmm? Should I mark off three harm now?
Yes.
I figured.
What did you do to my son?
I was going to take him back to Silver for the doctor, but he said that I should bring him to you instead, so I did.
You can't take my little boy away from me.
No, I
brought
him to you.
Inside right now. Why did you put him on the ground? Pick him up.
You told me to put him on the ground.
Pick him up. Bring him in.
Okay. I'll pick him up.
Here
carefully.
Inside.
Sure. Could you get the door? I only have so many manipulative appendages.
Open the door. Thinks I'm his servant. They're all the same. Are you okay?
I'm okay now, Mom. I'm with you.
She opens the door. You go in. The house is stacked to the ceiling with newspapers. Filth?
Less exciting.
So it looks filth of... Just it's been ages since anyone cleaned. The outside is clearly better maintained than the inside. However, it looks like someone, probably man, has cleared a path. So you can walk around in there. Put him down on the couch. Now. Baby.
Can
you okay?
Can I read a sitch? See if there
you
might
should.
Like... Well.
You can. Or you could read a person or whatever you want to do, you know.
Sure, I'll read a person. And that's sharp. So, 9.
Okay.
What does she intend to do?
Well, she intends to baby her child. And maybe hold you accountable for what's happened.
That doesn't sound like medical attention at all.
Yeah, that doesn't.
You have a problem with my couch? You have a problem with my door and my couch?
Yes, this does not look like the most...
Why is my baby sick?
I don't know, but should he not receive the most eminent medical care possible?
This is the most... I can't believe that you're doing this again, just barging in here and just doing this to our boy.
No,
always in...
Mom, Susan didn't do this to me. Susan helped. Susan's a helper.
The
grown-ups
are talking.
Mom!
Shh. And she's petting your head.
I don't coo.
Look,
you think you could come in here with your big brown boots and boss us around and just unhinge our lives like this every time?
You had much experience with dolphins? He looks to be ill or something.
Handle it when you do this to him.
What, bring him to get help? You're not making any sense.
You thank God you brought him in to get help, because I don't trust you along with him.
Well, then it's a good thing I brought him to where you were and didn't stay with him by myself.
Yeah. It's a good
no,
thing.
No, Mom. Don't be mean to Susan. Susan's
that's a
nice.
Seducer manipulate.
Well, I'm going to go with manipulate.
I'm gonna have to persuade her that.
Yeah, you might be able to.
Susan is awful.
Oh, because you're.
I got
minus.
I got
five. I don't want this job.
Don't defend him.
No, Susan's friend couldn't have poisoned me. He's a dolphin.
You poisoned my man.
Your little man.
Yes, I poisoned your man and then brought him to you to heal him.
Why?
No, no, Mom, that's sarcasm.
Yes.
You watch your mouth. I don't want to deal with you being smart with me.
I don't think dolphins have mouths.
Dolphins
Look.
Have...
Look. Mom. He needs help.
Oh,
not us
oh,
arguing
so now
about
I'm,
it.
Now I'm your mother.
No, you're his mother. Correct?
Yeah, you're damn right.
Are you going to help him or not?
Can He's my baby, soup? Of course.
Then
yes,
do that
I'll get you
and
some soup,
stop.
Baby. I'll get you some soup.
Is soup really,
I always
I'm
feel better
soup.
After soup.
We'll fix any cold.
This is... I do not think this is a cold. I am not familiar with the...
Oh, you always have to be right about everything. She goes and she starts, she turns on the stove and she takes a pitcher of some brown murky liquid and she puts it into a pot and she's stirring it and she's... She's gonna take care of you.
You should make some for Susan. Don't be mean, Mom.
Can I read a sitch?
Yes.
Is that likely to actually
yeah.
be helpful?
Yeah, you know what it will.
Well, okay, well then I don't need to read a sitch.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, that's a six. I guess it's going to be helpful.
Well.
It's a good thing your mom is so competent. I will set you on this couch while she makes the antitoxin to cure you.
Oh, man, don't die.
I didn't even do that.
May I suggest
maybe Susan's right. Maybe we should get a doctor. I feel extra bad.
Oh, come on, baby. Let me feel your forehead. You don't even have a fever.
No, but I'm green.
That's not normal, is it?
It's not normal, Mom.
He's not green. He's pallid. Don't exaggerate.
Okay, it's more of a puce color, but still. Is that normal?
Mom, I really want a doctor this time.
We can't afford a doctor, sweetie. We can't just
no.
take you in every time you get a boo-boo.
No, Mr. Silver, I fight for him now, and he'll get a doctor for me, because I'm
oh,
a fighter.
Oh, so you convinced him to go fight for Mr. Silver, too?
No, I wanted to do that. Susan didn't do nothing.
I've heard enough about your influence. I can't believe after all those years, all of those horrible nights where everyone laughed at you, that you would pull our son into something like this.
What are you talking about?
No, this is Susan.
I seem to be having some translation issues. I have not known you that long.
Mom, Dad's dead, remember? This is Susan.
That's right. Your father was hit by a train.
Yes.
Piloted by some Mexicans who came from across the river and definitely hit him with a train.
Some of that's right. Or he left. I don't... But no, he's dead, Mom.
Your father was killed...
Quick point of order.
By two...
Did Susan ever... get told that knowing the fights were fixed was something that wasn't supposed to be told to other people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he got yeah. told.
I know he did.
You did
sure.
as well.
I'm not sure.
Well, I'd like to clarify that to the listeners that Mexicans do not actually run over. that's just a hateful old woman being racist and crazy.
It wasn't trains either.
No, it was not trains. He
that's,
probably
that's just a trainist old woman
because this bitch was nuts.
I don't actually. I don't think it's a stereotype, but I just want to clarify in case it is.
Mexicans don't hit people with trains.
Those damn Mexicans always hitting people with
trains. Pilots just killing dads everywhere.
Maybe that's in an Agatha Christie book I haven't read.
Yeah.
That's right. Father's dead and can't come back.
Yes. But so Susan's not bad. Susan's good. Susan's a helper.
Who's the Susan girl?
That's Susan.
I'm not a girl, though.
She's a dolphin.
are you going to help your son or not?
I made him soup. She brings you soup.
Eat the soup and get better.
The soup makes everything better. How's your tummy?
Bad.
It'll feel better.
No, it's not feeling better. I always feel better after soup.
I
need a doctor this time. Please.
I think my initial assessment was correct, and we should take him to Silver's care.
We can all hop on to Susan, and she can fly us.
I told you not to take him there, and you took him there.
No, remember, Dad's dead.
It's going to be seducer manipulator.
Okay.
Who's doing it? You?
I think she's lost it, so I'm going to try and pander to her.
Oh, good.
That's on what? Hot? No.
No, you have a different set.
No, that's on cool.
Nice.
Oh, that's right, because you're so easy to trust.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a nice power.
Right, but if I bring him back, I can make everything good. We can get the doctor to fix him up, and then I can bring him back, and we can have your soup. And he won't throw it up all over the floor like he just did a little bit ago. It'll be a lot better.
You gotta promise me you're not gonna do this to him again. You can't just come back and...
I can wholeheartedly promise that because I didn't do it in the first place. So I'd have to do it twice before I could do
promise.
It again.
Promise!
I do.
It's okay, Mom.
And...
I'm gonna be okay.
I'm gonna pick him up and, this time, I think I'm going to try and cover ground quickly.
Yeah.
I would. That's a good idea.
I saw the... Let's see. Agility. Yeah, that's an 8. Oh, no, wait. That's a 10. I've still got my jump jets. So, cover ground very quickly. I avoid impact with ground or obstacles. And... I keep myself to available cover, so I do not expose myself to enemy attention and fire. However, I do use charge. But that is acceptable. And, I assume I can just barge into Silver's since he's the doorman normally.
Yes.
And you're that dolphin that's at Silver's.
Yeah. So, yeah. There is a dolphin charging through Silver's halls. Shouting medic.
Did that wake you up?
Yes. I'm having trouble sleeping anyways.
Not anymore.
You've gotten up on the couch, which is now also drenched in sweat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hop up and put on my bathrobe. Open the door. What the hell are you doing here? In the middle of the night, screaming.
I'm sick.
Seeking medical aid for man.
Man! What?
Oh, it feels awful. Oh. Oh.
Alright, well, we better get you to the angel.
It's worse than ever being sick before. It's like being poisoned. Who would do this?
Only wise.
It's only wise? Only wise poisoned me?
It must have
really?
Been. Quick, follow me.
Oh, I think that's
a snooze.
stupid.
Is that against me, I guess?
No,
it's
just,
against man.
It's against man.
Oh, okay.
7.
Could I interfere?
Oh!
And I get an 8. So, I expose myself to fire, danger, retribution, or cost.
Mm-hmm.
You are at rolled a 5 instead of a 7.
Hmm?
You have rolled a 5 instead of a 7. You didn't do that roll.
I did do that roll.
You did. You did it bad. So.
I didn't. So, anyways.
Do you know who did it? I don't think it was Omi Wise. I don't know her. She's not mean to me. I'm going to try to read a person.
Yeah. That's fun.
It's a 14. What do you intend to do?
I intend to take you to the angel and to tell him to finish the job.
Oh, okay. I've got 2 other questions. Let's see. Well, let's get a binary question. Are you telling the truth? That it was Omi Wise who poisoned me.
No.
And how can I get you to tell me who really poisoned me?
By demonstrating
that I won't kill you immediately upon hearing it.
Still willing to follow Mr. Silva's rules for man.
Always.
So, how high up the list is do not harm Mr. Silver?
I think it's probably something like 1. Wait, no. Rule 1 is take out the trash. Rule 2.
Silver is not trash.
Don't bite the hand. Now I have to be literal.
You do. I will simply not bite your hand.
Don't harm Mr. Silk. It's rule 2.
I don't want to hurt no one. I just want to know who did it.
Look, we can figure out who did it after we have got you better.
Okay.
We need to get to the infirmary quickly.
Alright.
It's important.
Okay.
And down the hall, around the corner, and through the door
is the angel.
I knock on his office door somewhat frantically.
I had a name for this angel, but I don't remember what it was. So, angel, you're getting a new name. I think Doc is ambiguous. But I'm not going to make you guys use Spivak, so just use whatever pronoun works. Doc doesn't care.
Doc is Doc.
Doc is Doc. Just don't say it.
I think I am going to go with Norman. You guys have convinced me.
Yeah.
Just because it's awesome. Thank you, Yanni. You just made all of our lives slightly
better. Yeah.
Maybe.
What's wrong with this one?
Here, in your office.
Okay,
is there
just for a moment. Sit tight.
Is there like a bed or a cot?
There's
or something?
A bed, and you're not on it. You're actually sitting in a chair.
So
you
no.
said sit tight.
I've been carrying him. So
yeah, no.
I'm gonna set him
put
on
him
the cot.
The...
I'm not gonna listen to the doctor.
Okay.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
I close the door behind me and pull out a vial from my jacket. Doc. He's been poisoned by Omi Wise. It was this here. I need him back in full health.
Is her MO? Full? I can do that. It's full health may not be possible, but not for a while. This is hard shit. You know, it's not. How did this even happen?
I don't know. They were here last night, and a bunch of people sitting near them at the bar.
Do they have a bet riding on the match?
Yes, actually. Damson.
I will get your boy right.
Thank you, Doc.
And maybe together we can figure out, you know, just a little plan or something if you want. Maybe, you know, if we do a blood test, if you can get me whatever the source was originally, maybe we could do something, talk to the locales even.
Sure.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'll drop a few lines.
Okay. But I'm going to need some resources for this. First off, I'm going to need the infirmary, right? Second, I'm going to need it restocked. You know, it's bad right now. But second, even with that, it's going to be a few days before he's even, you know, ready to walk around, let alone fight. You're going to be okay with that?
We can get by. But I hate to see anything bad happen to him.
Well, I'll do what I can. Alright.
Alright, so while they're in there discussing it, I have decided that I've come to the end of my ability to decipher all of this human interaction crap that's been going on. At least one person has probably been crazy tonight, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to activate the autonomous AI within my suit and ask its advice.
I give a steady ovation.
AI.
Yay!
This plus weird, it can't go bad, right?
Never.
We got lots of weird. Hey, that's a 7.
Ah.
So, I take plus 1 to do what it wants and act under fire if I don't.
But this is, it's giving you legit advice. It's not like it has it has its own agenda. That's a 6 or less, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Norma.
Norma. I was kind of thinking along the lines of we talked about, like, the gender database got
so
swapped,
so it's
Norman. Still Norman. Just has a feminine voice.
Yes.
But Norma is fine, too.
I think Norman is great. And I think people just will continue to... They'll hear the voice, and because it's a more easily decipherable voice, they might just call it Norma. We're just not... We are very bad, apparently, as humans at misgendering dolphins. I'm very sorry. I don't have a GLaDOS voice yet for you.
That's okay.
The owner of the establishment is not to be trusted.
Silver?
Silver clearly poisoned this one.
I do not follow the inference tracks that you're making, but I will believe you.
Silver is lying about the poison.
Should I prevent the medic from treating him?
You should gather more information.
Is man a worthwhile resource?
Within limits.
So, gather information, preserve man where possible. Other recommendations?
Keep man alive, get information, eliminate it.
Eliminate?
Eliminate him.
Man or Silver? Or the doctor?
Whichever you please, but man afterwards.
If he's useful, why eliminate?
Because he'll know too much about you.
I'm not sure I believe he is that perceptive.
It depends on what you tell him.
He seems trusting and useful.
Humans are not trusting or useful. You need him for now. My recommendation
Understood.
Would be to get rid of him afterwards.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming this has been in Trinary, so anyone listening wouldn't be able to decipher
it
anyway.
Yeah. So, do you put him up on the cot, or...?
Yeah, no, I already set him on the cot, but I think I will start poking around the infirmary and see if I can find, like, an antitoxin kit or something.
Okay.
Like,
just look around and make sure there's nothing under the level.
Yeah. Or if, you know, there's like a, hey, if silver has poisoned someone, apply this.
In case of poison, break glass.
I mean, I've heard of snake bite kits. Maybe there's a proprietor trying to kill you kits.
Are you having a conversation with the doctor now?
Yeah, they had their talk.
Yeah, I think this started like as soon as Silver, instead of like being like, cure him now, was like, come into the office.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, I can't parse it anymore.
Yeah.
Time to call my lifeline.
I'm assuming your AI is on and seeing the way Norman is on and seeing and gathering information.
Sure.
But you're not gathering.
Probably has been on the whole time. I just haven't.
Well, you can activate it by asking the way Norman is. I'm picturing like Norman as a thing that is watching things, gathering its own information, and making inferences the way Norman does.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the onboard computer on
my
suit. And it's always on passively. And, you know, maybe I could get away from it by getting out of the suit.
To
but
be
that's
honest,
about it.
It's actually pretty amazing how well Norman works for this character.
Yeah.
Well,
because as soon as you said Norman, I immediately knew exactly what you were going to do with
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I saw Norman, I was like, you know, that's a much better idea than an infirmary. I mean, infirmary would be kind of cool, but...
Oh, no, you're filtering your interaction with humans through an AI now, because that's going to make it so much better.
Only when I need to.
Well, I think when they come back in, the angel is just going to set right to work on you. So you're going to be getting patched up, and it's going to take a while to heal you back from mine. I think you're actually going to fall unconscious, whatever you would think is more realistic at this point. You're at 9, so
yeah, I'm
there's no reason that you're actually like out. It's just a
Silver, before you go, I know that sometimes you don't always tell the 100% truth to me, and I think you were doing it then when you told me about Omi Wise. It would mean a lot to me to know who did this. I don't want to hurt anyone. I just want to know so that they don't hurt me again.
Is anyone else in the room?
Well, the angels.
And
the angel is
Susan.
And Susan.
And I'm watching the angel very closely.
Is this a seduce and manipulate, you think? Or?
Yes.
You don't. You're going to have to roll. Can, though.
It's a 2.
Well, aside from whatever horrible things Caitlin does to you, I lean down close to you so that I can speak softly and say, I said it was Omi Wise so that other people would think it was, but it was me. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right, Mr. Silver. I must not have performed very well.
No. It was for Damson. But Rule 75, don't drink unattended glasses.
But Rule 74 says don't waste unattended glasses.
I'll fix that.
Come back to me with the comp rules.
Sleep for now, man. You're all safe here.
I was just small.
Good scene.
Do you have to stroke my hair? Or can you contain yourself?
I don't even stroke your hair. Not even a little bit.
I decided to wait on taking a move from a different playbook, but I did pick a casual brain receptivity.
That's the move you want right there.
The move I took is that whenever you read a person, roll with weird instead of sharp.
Nice.
So,
just reading their mind.
Is that for now? I just
no one knows Grace any worse or better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, nobody knows me any worse or better. Except Omi-wise, I guess.
Man knows me much better.
Yes, he does.
I think...
Man's just grinding HX with you.
And with Susan.
Didn't you flip HX?
I did. You have to give me two. You have to give a secret to me. You've given up two secrets. Or will have. Shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you already do one?
Did you say he gets one?
I gave
you
a secret.
Yeah. Well, I need a secret too.
Okay. Let me think for a moment.
Yeah.
So you also know Susan better. So you can mark that down too. And who knows you better while we're here?
I think probably Susan.
My God,
she's
the
seen
one.
Where you live.
That's true. I met your mom.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You met my horrifying mother.
And I carried you at your most vulnerable through the air. Twice.
Under gracefully. The moonlight.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I, Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.